The Brekkie Binge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On Hot FM.
Here we go.
It's always good to see some comedy when it comes to Cairns, especially when it's not me and the ragtag group of open micers around town. And quality comedy is coming to the Tanks on the 5th of November with Dave Hughes. He joins us on the show. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Look, I mean, you've got to start somewhere. So, and open mic nights are often where you find the gold, you know?
True.
So,
damn right.
You know, I was an open micer once and I will be again. So, you know, eventually people will stop paying. You just have to talk to drunks in a bar who just want you to shut up.
Yeah. Put the music back on. That's what we get. I was talking to a friend of mine that goes, does the Melbourne circuit from time to time. And he was saying that he's seen people like Peter Hellion that still come back. Back to those small bar nights to try out material.
No, no, definitely me. I mean, I am desperate to be on stage, and so you know, if I don't have a paid gig, I'll just turn up anywhere and rave on to any audience. So yeah, no, you'll catch me at small bars at any point, just wanting people to love me, basically.
Aww. Yeah, I know, that's what it is. It's like therapy up there, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it is. It really is. It is, definitely.
Now, your show is titled Sweet, so what can we expect from your show? Anything but?
Well, no, a sweet night out, you know? I mean, I think what called it
I think you meant to say sweet.
Sweet, yeah, all right, sorry, I've got to get the lingo right. At the end of the night, if someone says, what was Hughes, you're like, you'll go, he was sweet, you know, with that, like, you'll sound like you've got a speech impediment, but so it's I'm in really good form, guys. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm at the top of my game. I mean, people are astounded by what they're seeing on stage.
Well, The Age said you're the people's comedian.
Yeah, I know what that means.
As opposed to what? Yeah.
The
business.
Oh, you know, yeah, Hughes is the people's comedian, but, you know, those other ones, the business comedian.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I'm not really sure about that compliment, to be honest.
Hey, you are on top of your game because you were just over at the Montreal Festival.
Montreal,
that's all. But
I might have got a standing ovation over there. I don't know, guys. Unless they edit it out of the final cut.
Yeah, it was standing ovation because everyone decided to leave at the same time.
Because the standing ovation, the guy, thank God he's finished. We're so happy.
I watched an interview with Louis C.K.
Name drop.
He was talking about, I'm name dropping a YouTube video.
Interviews that you've watched.
Watched on YouTube as well.
YouTube. You've got to access the internet.
Yes.
On my Samsung, and it didn't even blow up. He was saying, though, the interviewer asked him, like, oh, you know, do you ever have bad gigs? And his reply was, you can't have a bad gig when you're at this level because the audience doesn't know that you missed a joke. Is that pretty accurate with your gigs, you reckon?
Oh, look, I mean, he may be at a different level to me.
Oh, come on, Hughesy.
No, look, you know, in a way, he is right. So, generally, you're pretty, the audiences are laughing pretty hard. Touch wood, guys, touch wood, they're laughing pretty hard. So, but you know what? A bad gig is when you don't enjoy it, basically. It's like anything. A bad day in life is when you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, a good day in life is when you enjoy it. You know, you might be in maximum... maximum confinement prison. What's the term for that, you know? And you might have a happy day. I mean, people may have happy days. You might be chained to a wall, you know, in a basement somewhere, and you might have a good day.
Yeah. It's
probably unlikely.
I'd love to know how.
So that's actually really good advice. I appreciate that. I love self-development stuff. That could be your next title of your show.
That's your new book.
Self-development stuff.
What I'm saying is just, it's all attitude is what we're saying, you know? Maybe your captor brings you an extra glass of water, more than, you know, and that makes a good day. I don't know.
When I don't have acne, that's a good day. Well, we're looking forward to Sweet. Of course, it's coming to the Tanks Arts Centre. Thank you so much, Hughesy. You are one of the best.
Thanks, Scott. And I can genuinely say it's about to sell out, you know, which I often say that and I don't mean it because it's a lie because there's nowhere near selling out. We often say we've released extra tickets on the day. Yeah. Well, we haven't. They're just sitting there. No one's bought them. But this is close to selling out, so get involved, people.
Yeah, grab your tickets from Ticketlink. Thanks, mate. Thanks for the chat.
Good on you, guys.